Well, it's always great to welcome on Missouri U.S. Senator Josh Hawley. He's on KCMO Talk Radio in Kansas City. Senator, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And I want to begin with news for you this week. And, you know, a lot of us here in Kansas City, we're excited about the Royals. They're actually near the top of the standings right now. But people are disgusted by Major League Baseball kowtowing to a woke mob in Georgia and moving the All-Star game. So what is it that you've got on the table, Senator, to try to level the playing field, we should say, for Major League Baseball, and in many ways, against Major League Baseball?
Well, it's great to be with you, Pete. Thanks for having me. And I just say this, if Major League Baseball is going to kowtow, as you say, to the woke mob, and if they're going to try to use their monopoly status to try and force states like Georgia and others to abandon election integrity efforts, I don't know why they should get their special carve-out and special subsidies from the federal government. Right now, Major League Baseball is the only sports league in America that isn't subject to the antitrust laws. They should be. They shouldn't get a special subsidy. They shouldn't get a special deal, especially when they're using the sort of force and monopoly power that they are using. So I've introduced legislation, along with Senator Cruz, Senator Lee, that would strip Major League Baseball of their antitrust exemption, make them play on the same playing field as the NFL and every other sport.
So, Senator, just for people that are trying to make sense of all that, that essentially means it's easier for a theoretical competitor to come into the conversation against Major League Baseball, like you saw in the old days with the AFL, the NFL, the ABA, the NBA, correct?
Yeah, that's right, exactly. I mean, it opens up space for more competition. Frankly, it probably also means that baseball will be forced to treat their players better. I mean, what baseball has used in the past with this antitrust exemption is things like the reserve clause that was famously the subject of litigation back in the 1970s, where the modern free agency was a response to lawsuits over that reserve clause. But the bottom line is, Pete, that Major League Baseball has been able to coordinate among teams with itself, make deals in ways that other sports can't do. That's often been to the detriment of players, probably also to the detriment of fans. And bottom line is, why should they get treated differently than the Chiefs or any other major sports team, especially when they're going to engage in this kind of woke behavior?
Senator Josh Hawley is on KCMO Talk Radio. You know, Senator, this has been a really interesting conversation for those of us here in town who, you know, we use baseball as an escape, as a way to just get out of the news cycle for a little bit. But this burnt a lot of people, and people are struggling with what to do and how to consume their sports. Now, we also know people in the Royals, they had no choice over this. The players, the management, a lot of them, frankly, disagree with this. So what should we be doing as baseball consumers right now, in your opinion?
Well, I think we ought to be sending the message that, you know, when it comes to the corporate chieftains at Major League Baseball and the league as a whole, that this just isn't acceptable. And that's why I've introduced the legislation that I have. You know, I'm with you when it comes to the Royals. You know, like you say, they didn't have any say in this deal. Certainly the players didn't have any say in this deal. And this is made by the corporate executives, just like they're doing in other industries, by the way, Pete. I mean, we've seen 100 other corporations from all different industries, but the biggest corporations, many of the monopolies, have gotten together and said, how can we pressure Georgia and try to get them to reverse their election integrity measures? How can we pressure other states? You know, what they're going to do next in Missouri is they're going to want us to repeal our voter ID law, which Missouri voters enacted. And by the way, the House Democrats, the federal Democrats, that's in their bill. They would overturn our election integrity measures. That's what these big corporations want. We've got to send a message that we're not going to stand for it. And the way you do that is you break up these monopolies. You stop them from using their economic power as political leverage. We've done it before in American history. We should do it now.
Senator Josh Hawley is joining us. Senator, that actually weaves into something that's happening in Jeff City and also in Topeka. There are bills that are basically saying, hey, you know, we can't have transgender girls competing against girls K through college. We don't want that in our states. The NCAA threatening to pull out of some of these states that may push bills like this. Another example of this, you know, corporate monopolistic wokeism that is prevalent right now. What would you say to these state legislatures right here in our backyard?
Got to stand tough. I would say do not bow to the woke mob, and particularly when it comes to preserving girls and women's sports. I mean, the idea that we would destroy women's sports in this country in order to satisfy the radical left wing is just insane. You know, we had a hearing on this at the Judiciary Committee just a few weeks ago. The testimony that we got from experts in the field is you think about the damage this will do to women's sports. I mean, this will essentially end women's sports to allow biological males to compete in the women's arena. I mean, this will close down opportunities for young girls. It will close down opportunities for collegiate age women, and heck, probably professional women's sports as well. So it is absolutely crazy. It is not supported at all by the people of Missouri or the United States more broadly. People do not support this. They think it's insane. They're right. And the fact that the Democrats and the lefties are pushing this is just crazy. And I would just say to those folks in the state legislatures, I think it's important to put into law protections that will protect girls and women, protect their sports, protect the space that they have fought so hard to get over years to create equal access to sports for women. We need to protect that now.
Senator, the bigger picture here on, you know, we know there was a phone call last weekend between like 100 top CEOs about what role they're going to play in state legislatures and bills that are passed like the one in Georgia. I mean, this is something that you've been focused on for a while, but what can consumers do? I mean, we can boycott certain things and we can try to live our lives, you know, buying, let's say, Southwest instead of Delta tickets moving forward. But it almost seems like, for lack of a better word and phrase, a cliche, the walls are closing in because you only have so many different options, right? What should we be doing?
That's exactly right. Well, I do think that exercising our own choices, where we buy products, who we buy products from, I mean, that's powerful and we should do that. But, Pete, it really gets to the point that it really is time to use the laws that we have and, in fact, to strengthen our laws to bust up these monopolies. Listen, monopoly is the enemy of liberty. Our founders knew that. They were totally opposed to monopolies. With the Republican Party of a century ago, under Theodore Roosevelt and William Howard Taft, led a huge trust-busting campaign to try to preserve American democracy, the rule of the people. We need to do it again. There's just no reason why some of these giant corporations should be able to effectively run our country, whether it's big tech or whether it's big pharma or whether it's the big banks, you know, who threaten not to do business, for instance, with licensed firearms dealers who are threatening action to take away Second Amendment rights. I mean, these woke corporations are out of control. They are way too powerful. Today, it's the Second Amendment and election integrity. Tomorrow, it will be something else. We've got to stand up now and break them up.
How do you define monopoly, Senator? I mean, Google, you could make a case, but is Delta really one when there's, you know, a handful of other competitors? How do you make that definition of monopoly?
Well, for sure, the big tech companies, Google, Facebook, you know, the Apple, in their relevant markets, these guys have tremendous market share. You know, 99% of adults in America who are on social media use Facebook, for instance. 99%. I mean, that's unbelievable. Google, 90%+ of the search market belongs to Google. The other thing that's bad about those companies, Pete, is they own a bunch of other industries. You know, take Amazon, for example. Amazon not only has the biggest e-commerce platform, of course, we all know that, they also own the cloud, Amazon Web Services, dominant player there. They also own a grocery store chain. They also sell their own products. So what I would do is I would break up those big tech combinations. I would say you can't own monopoly-sized positions in multiple markets. I would say in other markets, you mentioned airlines, take banks. For the biggest corporations, you know, if you've got a market cap of $100 billion or more, you shouldn't be able to buy anything else. You know, if you're already that big, you shouldn't get any bigger. And you ought to be subject to tough new antitrust penalties. So if you engage in conduct that, for instance, shuts down competition, you're trying to buy up competitors in order to forestall competition, you ought to be subject to tough new trust-busting penalties. That's what my legislation would do. It would put real teeth into our trust laws. And bottom line is, we need a new trust-busting agenda for the 21st century.
Senator, last thing, some news this week. The folks on the other side of the aisle are rolling out a proposal to, yes, add 4 new justices to the Supreme Court. I mean, we talked about it all fall. The president never took a stand on it. Here we are. He has quasi-endorsed it with a commission that was put together last week as well. I mean, I know that you don't like it, but what concerns you the most about this proposal?
It's radical. It's extremely radical. And it really is an assault on American democracy. But there's just no two ways about it. What the Democrats are trying to do is bulldoze every institution of American democracy that they don't currently control and bend them to their will. The Supreme Court, they want to pack it in a way that we haven't seen attempted in a century. They want to add seats to the United States Senate. They want to take over the election process in every single state, including the state of Missouri. They want to fundamentally change our election laws. Their legislation in the House that the Democrats have passed would upend our voter ID. It would cancel it out. It would end our other voter integrity measures. It's an unbelievable takeover, federal takeover of our elections. This is radical stuff, Pete. It would fundamentally change the way that democracy works in our country, and it's all about control. It's about the Democrats controlling the process and basically trying to make it so they'll be the only political party in America that can exist or have any chance at winning an election. That's just wrong. And that's why we've got to go out there, take our stand on the First Amendment, take our stand on the Constitution, and say we're going to fight for American democracy.
Hey, Senator Josh Hawley, always good to have him back on KCMO Talk Radio. Senator, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.